Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A mask ban in California. Governor Gavin Newsom signing a law today, making his the first state in the country to ban federal law enforcement from face coverings. Faces and badges now need to be seen. Newsom says it's in direct response to immigration raids taking place in his state.
These masked men had no identification. These masked men did not provide any information, name, badge number, hidden from accountability. Any transparency, any oversight.
A cyber attack has caused massive problems, delays and cancellations at key northern European airports. Most problems at London's Heathrow, Berlin's Brandenburg and Brussels airport in Belgium. Tight security planned at the memorial service for Charlie Kirk, the conservative activist killed while speaking in Utah. Tens of thousands of supporters expected to pack an NFL arena in Arizona tomorrow. A man with a gun arrested in the area. Charges of impersonating a cop as well. This is ABC News. The holiday shopping season is getting longer and longer. Hot deals popping up earlier and earlier over uncertainty about tariffs, say analysts. With less than 100 days until Christmas, Hitha Herzog of H-Squared Research says, buy gifts now, but maybe wait on new clothes. They typically go on sale in December.
If you have your eyes set on something, you know, a makeup brand that's overseas or something that's being manufactured in Vietnam or China, you want to get those in, like toys, for example. You want to get those, you want to purchase them now, or anything that is coming in internationally.
The WNBA playoffs are heating up. The defending champs, the New York Liberty, ending their chances for a repeat, losing their best of three series to the Phoenix Mercury. This is the first time the Mercury have advanced out of the first round since 2021, and they did so behind a stellar performance from MVP candidate Alyssa Thomas. The Mercury now take on the Minnesota Lynx in the first round of the semifinals tomorrow. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, 4 locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With 3 Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
God, please make me dumb. I'll bring them back when life ain't so fast. But nostalgia's a vice, not just a memory, a cry for a better time. I never wanna say goodbye to love. I never wanna say goodbye. I never wanna say goodbye to love. I never wanna say goodbye to love. To love. Daddy soul, come to me in times of need. I get old, slower, weaker in my knees. Or is that my heart saying time to be? I never wanna say goodbye to love. I never wanna say goodbye. I never wanna say goodbye to love. I never wanna say goodbye to love. To love. And I chase my youth like a bullet chase a gun. I can't only be here to have someone. Don't it seem like yesterday? We all were having dreams we'd get someday. And I'm always gonna be this way. I never wanna say goodbye to love. I never wanna say goodbye. I never wanna say goodbye to love. I never wanna say goodbye.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
breakdown.
That is Horace Green.
Uh-huh.
You guys like Horace Green?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, isn't he good?
Uh-huh.
They.
Your wife.
They're good.
They're good.
Your wife gave away a secret about Horace Green.
Yeah, she loves him.
Yeah. And isn't that why Horace Green is going to be in the studio coming up?
Oh, that is. You know, well, it was funny. Actually, it goes back to Atwood Fest a couple of years back.
Ah.
And I was, you know, checking out all the videos from bands that were going to be playing at Atwood Fest, or that were wanting to play at Atwood Fest, I should say. And one of them was Horace Green.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to think. You know, I was like, well, you know. So I was playing the video and my wife was walking by. I said, what do you think about these guys? And she's like, I like them. So I booked them, right?
Yeah.
And they played at Atwood Fest 2 years ago. My wife didn't see them. She missed it.
Oh, like she was in the hospitality tent, right?
Mm-hmm. In the bistro. So then all of a sudden, you know, here comes Max Inc. Radio and I'm playing these songs. And she's like, man, I love that band, you know, Horace Green. And I'm like, well, you know, you don't even realize, but you were the one who like kind of keyed me in and out of it first. And so,
that is so good.
And so now they're going to be, I believe they're at the Terrace this coming Friday. Is that true?
Is that right, Jane?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
you got the dates.
Yep.
On the Terrace, and then they'll be here, Max Inc. Radio,
on October 4th.
October 4th, live in the studio.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, there's a funny, really funny sounding event, the Honeycrisp Hootenanny.
They're playing that as well.
They're going to be there on the 11th.
Where's that?
In Trempolo.
Oh, in Trempolo.
I just love the name of that.
Oh, Trempolo is so
Honeycrisp
fun.
Hootenanny.
Probably getting drunk on cider.
Ooh, that's not a bad thing.
That's, I'm sure, what they do up there.
No, but I said that quietly.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to them being on. And your wife already said to me, oh, don't tell Rocker I told you. I'm like, I can see the calendar. I just didn't look that far ahead.
She shared on the calendar.
I know. Oh, so great.
They are going to be really fun. Mm-hmm. And let's see, next week we have, I don't even, Chikari is her name.
Oh.
Chikari Deshare.
Someone
I have to
new.
Find out. Yeah, I've got to find out. How to do this. So she's going to be singing. She brings in these crazy tracks, and she's going to be singing with it. She's just an amazing singer.
Okay.
You're not even going to believe it. And by next week, I'll have to have learned how to pronounce her
yes,
name.
Yes, and then you can clue us all in.
And then Horace Green,
yeah,
he's going to be here. And then we have so much stuff coming up in live. It's also going to be... serial killers. We're going to be talking about serial killers coming up on October 4th that night. We have Dr. Bon. He's going to be at the Atwood Music
Dr.
Hall.
Bon.
I think it's around...
James?
Yeah. No, not Bon. De, oh. Bon.
Bon. Okay.
With two N's.
Switzerland.
And so, right. And he does profiles on serial killers.
Oh,
including
great.
Some of our favorites here from Wisconsin.
And we have them.
And we're going to be talking mm-hmm. to him on the phone before he gets here. To do his presentation
well, that
at
be
the Atwood
really
Music Hall.
Oh, yeah.
My gosh.
And then he's actually doing a show at Atwood Music Hall.
And our right. own Chloe Louise.
Yes.
She's going to be here performing live from the Mad City right here in our own studio. So that's going to be pretty fun. That's going to be October 18th. And we'll have Susan Massino that night. She's going to be talking about, remember, she did a book, Let
oh,
There
yeah.
Be Rock. She wrote for AC/DC, and that book is going to be redone.
I remember interviewing her about knowing Van Halen when Eddie Van
right.
Halen passed.
Oh yeah.
And she had some incredible stories about
oh, yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So
well when you read on the back of the Van Halen album that
yeah.
they're sorry for trashing the hotel room
yeah,
at the Sheraton.
Hotel,
yes.
Well, Susan Messina was there that night, okay?
Yes. Uh-huh. I don't doubt it, and I knew that, but oh boy, she's gonna be fun to talk about. Yep.
Well, mm-hmm. let's check out some brand new music, right? Mm-hmm. We have some brand new music. They're called the Black and Blue Hearts. They're from Waukesha. Headed by Kenny Maciejewski.
Ooh.
It's a
really
Polish bad. Name. That's yep. a hard one. It's a lot of letters.
Oh, just let it roll off your tongue.
Formerly, Maciejewski. He's of the formerly of ska fusion band Something to Do.
Oh, yeah.
He was
yeah.
a guitar player and singer mm-hmm. for Something to Do. So this is some brand new music from him. This is Little Man, the Black Hearts, the Black and Blue Hearts. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Rub my eyes, arise from bed and try to find where my memory ends, cause I can't recall the night before. Step between where bodies lie, cause this is where Sundays go to die and spend the day laying on the floor. Little man, I'll grow up. A deadbeat just like me, do like your mama said, and don't end up like your old man. Little man, don't grow up to be a deadbeat just like me, do like your mama said, and don't end up like your old man. Wake with someone by my side and hope they had a real good time, cause when you call, I just ignore. Grab my pants skirt and rub my neck, do one last check for my self-respect and walk with shame out the door. Little girl, don't grow up to be a floozy just like me. Do like your daddy said. Don't you run around with men. Little girl, don't grow up to be a floozy just like me. Do like your daddy said. And don't you, don't you, don't you
Hey, I'm Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Fist Pissed In, that is Treading Water.
That's a tongue twister of a band name
Wow. Oh, isn't that fun?
What a song.
They're from Baraboo.
I like them a lot.
Aren't they good?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, I found out about him because actually my band, Ironplow, we're going to be playing a show with him tomorrow.
There's always a tie, isn't there?
There's always a tie.
There's such great circles around here.
They're playing tomorrow, Sunday, September 14th at the Annex inside the Red Zone on Regent Street Retreat with my band, Ironplow, and we're both opening for the Black Moods.
Ooh.
And the Black Moods are so good. They're kind of a power trio from Arizona.
I was just going to ask where they're from.
We had them on the cover of Maximum Inc. here before the pandemic, the magazine. Mm-hmm. And that's when I learned about them, and I loved them.
I miss that darn magazine, by the way.
Oh, I know. And, well, you know, and I was on Facebook, and I saw the Black Moods. They were looking for some opening bands. I said, why not, right? And they're like, "Oh, Ironplow, yeah, let's do it." Oh, so we'll be opening up for the Black Moods.
Were they
Black
fans
Moons.
Or something?
What's that?
Were they fans or something?
Well, Midwest
they
mix
are now.
Up. Midwest mix up, you know.
Okay. I mean,
you know.
And where is the show?
We are Ironplow. What do you mean?
You know who I am.
Yes. I've heard this before. Where's the show, Rocker? If anybody wants to go.
At the Red Zone.
Okay.
The Annex in back. So it's going to be so fun. I haven't done a show or put on a show at the Annex in a long time.
Hey, let me suggest something. Maybe if it goes well, all of you can go play out in Arizona sometime this winter.
Oh, that would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I've never even been to Arizona.
Just throwing it out there.
Neither
have I. There. Oh, and then we could take the radio show out there.
You can do it at the Grand Canyon. I don't know.
Oh,
like, what else is in Arizona?
Well, in the winter, perfect.
Oh, that would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we still have Skin Tones. Drummer Anthony Leskin, and he is in the studio here.
Yes.
We'll be talking with guitarist Peter Ress. And did you know that they've been around for 25 years.
Oh, my goodness.
In
2000. Huh? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Band's been around a long time. I remember the first time that I had them play one of my shows was, I think it was Bombastica 2003.
Oh, the good old Bombastica days.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Bombastica days. So we'll be talking to those guys, finding out about their shows that are coming up. They got a new album coming out next year.
Excellent.
Of course, live from the Mad City, the Mascot Theory.
Ugh.
They're here. We're just listening to a sound check, right?
All of them are here, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All
of them. It is the entire band, live and local. Yes.
Let's see. Oh, man. So that's going to be really fun. And that's all coming up around the corner. We will be right back after this break. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Green and gold football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large screen TVs. Join meet and jersey raffles at halftime during regular season games and enjoy half price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Redefining boundaries, Good Neighbor Fencing in Madison provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call. 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
Turtle Island is Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Try ethnogenic products like Magic Mushroom Chocolate Bars from Silly Farms with five flavors, including favorites like Cookies and Magic, Wavy Wafer, and Strawberry Milkshake. Grow your own? Turtle Island has all-in-one, easy-grow systems. It's Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Turtle Island Dispensary is now two locations on East Johnson and State Street in Madison. Find them online at ShopTurtleIsland.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
That is Where Is the Key? And they have a song called Idol. I'm Rocker here with Terry Barr and Jane Lowey in the control room. Woo. And they are playing at the Halloween Bash 2025 Mad Farm Moto and Music. That's down in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. It's a big party barn.
I've heard about
dual
this.
Dual level, right?
They have dual level.
Dual level. Yeah. In fact, Aaron Weber Group is having his... client appreciation party. That's where my wife is tonight.
That's where
partying
she is.
Down at the party barn, the Mad Farm Moto and Music. This place is blowing up. They have a motocross track there. I mean, this place is crazy, right? Two stages.
Yeah.
It's a party barn. So let's see. Coming up, it's the October 10th and 11th. It's the Halloween bash. And October 10th is metal night. And it's 4 p.m. to midnight. And there's just a ton of different metal bands, including Gringe is playing there that night. And then do we have the right number for... We're trying to get Pete Ress on the phone right now.
And he's with the Skin Tones. And luckily, we already have Tony.
That's right.
Who is the drummer. He is in studio and ready to rock with us.
So the Skin Tones, they're also playing at the Halloween Bash 2025. And they're going to be playing there on October 11th.
So, really?
Yeah, that's the next day.
Yeah, he used to live in Madison.
we'll find him.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to get started.
Anyway.
Well, right now, that's right.
Yeah.
You know,
Tony is here, so we're lucky.
Hello, folks.
Let's. Gosh, we sound funny tonight. The Skin Tones have created their own brand of punk-infused rock and roll, and now, after 25 years, four albums, and more performances than they can ever remember, the Skin Tones' new goal is the 30-year mark. The Skin Tones continue their silver celebration year with a flurry of shows coming up in October, and a few gallons are still in the tank for these guys. On the phone with us is singer, guitarist, and songwriter Peter Ress, and in the studio with us is drummer Tony Leskinen. Pete, Tony, welcome back to Masking Radio.
Thank you, Rocker.
Hey.
Hey, there he got him.
We have him.
Nice job, right. Jane. Nice job.
I officially stalled enough time to get him on the phone.
Yeah, you did.
You know, my contract stipulates that I was to be flown in on a PJ, but, you know.
You're one of those.
We're still waiting for the funds on that one.
Yeah.
The Skin Tones were formed from the ashes of dysfunctional bands to make it 25 years now. How is 25 years even possible?
I'd like to say patience, Tony, but I don't think that's it. I think being able to control... you know, you have to decide. Everybody has their own vision of what the band is to them and what it should be. But in reality, you've got to take your vision and be able to mold it for whoever else is in the band and make it a vision for a group. And that's tough.
Tolerance
but we figured
and compromise?
We figured out a formula to make sure everybody has a vote. And it's tough with the three-piece because...
Ooh.
In two votes, two votes beats out the last guy. But Pete, what do you think about that?
Truth to that, I mean, part of it is the secret to longevity. It really comes down to chemistry, like Tony was saying. And you know, before Tony and I met, we had both had in our different bands. What was the word you used, Rocker? Oh, dysfunctional. there was a lot of dysfunction back in the day. But Tony and I, you know, right off the bat, we're like, look, man, we clocked each other. You know, I was like, man, this guy is sick. I'm like, he's the sickest drummer I've ever played with. And I put thousands and thousands of hours into this. I've been doing this since I was 16. So, you know, we connected on that level. And for guys that are built like Tony, me, guys and gals, you know, music is everything. We don't really choose this. It's just part of who we are.
Yeah, it's hard to let that go.
It's like finding kryptonite by magic. And I feel... so bad for so many of the musicians that I've known, you know, year in and year out, I see them and it's just like, you know, you get five people together and then things are going great, you know, and then all of a sudden one person, boom, I'm out. Yep. I got a drug problem.
Who's going to ruin this? Which one of us is going to ruin this?
I think it's too late to be ruined.
Everybody look to the right. It's that guy.
You're 25 years in now, so you're doing great. So what do you think the Skin Tones are about now?
Tony, I'll throw it to you first.
All right. Right now, the formula is that everybody's got to be actively writing the songs, lyric, and then everybody's got to sing. Everybody absolutely has to have a mic in front of them. And so for the last, especially, I want to say 15 years, Pete writes the majority of the lyrics, but he always says, Tony, here, this is your verse. Write it. Come back next time. Have a verse. Have a melody. And so you're on your toes, not because... you're forced to do it. It's a collaborative thing.
But you're the drummer.
Here's your window.
Drumming and singing is not easy.
Well, it took it took 25 years to learn how to do it.
I can't.
Rocker's not there yet.
Apparently, I have 5 years left to get it done properly.
My jaw does not move while I play drums. It's just impossible.
Okay.
I don't know how you can do it. Well, Tony, now you played with Mad Trucker Gone Mad. Pete, you were in Mind Ox, and the band once even featured Darwin Sampson on drums.
He played drums.
Gavin LaFerre, he was on bass. He's on bass and vocals now in the band. Was he in 715? Is that the same?
Absolutely. And he is super talented. He's also an amazing sound engineer. He really keeps us honest. Like, he's a realist in the sense of the word, that he does not let it get too fanciful. He says, you guys are way off base here, and he reels us in, and he's been in the band over 15 years, so I mean, I consider he's our longest tenured bass player. We've had three.
Wow. Look, and tenure is the word, right?
First tenured, player, yeah. First
player, yes, he cannot be fired. We've already tried.
He has to leave. Second, administrative action has to be taken, and third, yeah, tenured, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, he's been with us the longest, but it even goes back further than that, because Gavin has been a part of the Skin Tones family since the very first album, because Travis Kasperbauer, who produced us, Travis was teaching at the late, great Madison Media Institute. And Travis, you know, he's one of the sickest engineers out there. And, you know, he's currently out in San Francisco working, you know, with the greats, but he produced and engineered our very first debut full length on Crustacean. And then he came back for our third, This Is Science. And then, you know, weasel that he is, we would leave the studio that night. He would start recording guitar tracks. He got come back the next day. He's like, hey, I put this part down. What do you think? Like, well,
sneaky.
You just made the song better, and you worked your way into the trio. And like I said, our founding principles, like Tony said, hey, everybody writes, everybody sings. Uh-huh. This is a trio. There's no fourth member, but he found a way in, but he was the one and only one.
Nice.
And that door is closed. It opened even to him, and he knows that now.
Well, you mentioned Crustacean, and you've got four albums. But there's a new one. Yay, you guys. A new one in the works for 2026. What can either of you or both of you tell us about what we can expect from this new album?
So, and then you can wrap up. I just want to jump in first.
Yeah, go for it, Pete. Go for it, Pete.
So, first of all, I just have to do a little bit of correction here.
Uh-oh.
And I have a bit of announcement. The Skin Tones may have made their last album. What? You say? Last album. it was Gavin, and that's what I wanted to underline what Tony said about Gavin. Is, you know, I like to say that I'm a theoretical pessimist but a realistical optimist. Well, with Gavin, no, it's all theory, it's all practice. He is a pessimist, and that's why, like what Tony says, he keeps us honest and straight. And I appreciate that kind of directness. We don't like to BS around things. You know, we serve the gods of music, not each other's egos. And we're big enough to deal with that. But Gavin brought this up to me, and I was resistant. I'm a Gen Xer, right? So I grew up with albums and CDs, right? So I always thought musically in terms of albums. But, you know, time goes by, things change. And so when he suggested, and it was a very exhaustive process, coming to collect, we put a lot of work into that album. We forgot, shit, no wonder we didn't put out a record in all these years, because it's a lot of work. But today, Gavin's like, you know, we should just maybe put out singles. And I'm thinking, cyclically, music kind of used to be that way. In the
50s. Yeah, it's true.
A band
would
put out like an A side, right? And a B side.
Yep.
And in today, with social media and the shortened attention spans, I think it's almost a lot to ask a listener, right? To listen to, I'm going to listen to your whole album. Oh, my God. You know what I mean? It seems like such a task. But, if you know, I think we're going to try to keep it fresh by doing singles, A-sides and B-sides. So technically, our first release of 2026 will be two pairs of singles. And if, whatever we want to call that, EP, A-side, B-side, but it's a new approach. And I think
digital 45.
There you go.
To look at it, to kind of grab it while it's fresh, not overthink it, not overproduce it, and just kind of get it out there and move on to the next one.
Nice.
I've accumulated.
Oh, we only have a few minutes. We only have a few minutes. I want to make sure we talk about your shows. The Skin Tones are playing a flurry of shows this fall. Saturday, October 11th at the Mad Farm Moto and Music Halloween Bash at the Party Barn on Highway 14 in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. And you have more shows coming up in October, November. October 17th at Studio 301 in Portage. And then back to the Mad City at the Gamma Ray Bar on November 15th. How can we download your music and keep up with the Skin Tones online?
We're on every streaming platform, Spotify, iTunes. All the albums are on there. There's remixes of the two singles we put out off our last record coming to collect. And those singles
YouTube.
Are... remixed and kind of upgraded.
And it's all free, he said.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's all free, the Skin Tones. Make sure you go see him in Madison. Coming up, Gamma Ray Bar, November 15th. And the Mad Moto Farm. I can't even say that one.
Mad Farm Moto.
There will be photographs there as well.
There will be photographs.
Very cool.
Photos at the Moto.
Well, let's check out one of the songs from Coming to Collect from 2023 on Crustacean Records. This is the Skin Tones. Salt and Sugar. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are
Sugar and
Sugar
Salt.
And Salt.
Local music.
I think it's time for us to do our little thing again. Like, what do you say?
What do you say there, Jane?
Yeah, we just came out of the Skin Tones, Sugar and Salt. And we just, that was a pretty good interview we had. I'm so glad I managed to scrounge up that correct phone number.
Well, you did a great job on that. That is called research at its finest. Yeah. In finding Pete from the Skin Tones, we had Tony in studio. And 25 years as a band, and now their goal is 30. I think they're going to be just fine.
I just think it's kind of insane that 2000 is 25 years ago.
Yeah, that sounds weird, doesn't it?
That doesn't seem right to me. No. Mm-mm.
I agree. Wow. Time's weird anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going by way too fast, and I don't think I like it very much.
I agree with you. I agree. What do we have coming up?
Oh, yeah, we got Live in the Mad City coming up. We got the Mascot Theory, all of them.
Isn't it great when we have the full band?
We got a drum set right outside. That's rare to see. Like, we couldn't squeeze them all in here. We probably would need a, like, what are those things called? A vice? Squeeze them all in here, but...
I had to, when they were warming up and just kind of testing everything, I did one of those. I did a very wide shot because I could get everybody in. Because, we've got them scattered all over. We'll show you some video when they're in the studio, and they're going to be live and local from 8 to 9, and I can't wait. We'll Their new album is spectacular.
You'll be right back after some Anthony Lamar. Here's Jumpstart. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Eyes wide open, new breath, new beat, one chance, this glance, close shape, shockwave. Eyes wide open, new breath, new beat, one chance, this glance, close shape, shockwave. Eyes wide open, new breath, new beat, one chance, this glance, close shape, shockwave. Eyes wide open, new breath, new beat, one chance, this glance, close shape, shockwave.
I saw a light, and it was brighter than the sun. My long lost loves, yet everyone were dancing, singing, having fun. A voice that told me, you must return, you cannot stay. It's not your time.
And know you're blessed. Slide to the left, slide to the right. Your future's in sight, no time to rest. It's not the Macarena or the cha-cha slide. We're here today to jumpstart your life. So jump to the left, jump to the right. Back to the center and we'll be alright. It's not the Kipa-Chipa or Gundam style. Gotta start with a step, then you'll have a mind. So jump to the left, jump to the right. Break a hip and call med flight.
Eyes wide open, new breath, new beat. One chance, this glad. Shape, shockwave, eyes wide open, new breath, new beat, one chance, this glad, close shape, shockwave, eyes wide open, new breath, new beat, one
chance. This glen, close shave, shock wave, eyes wide open, new breath, new beat. One chance, this glance, close shape, shockwave.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's.
Order 92.7 WMDX, fueled by coffee, driven by curiosity.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hundreds of international flights now canceled or delayed after a cyber attack hit electronic check-in and boarding systems at several major European airports. At London's Heathrow Airport, traveler Teresa Politrova.
Workers here have no information. They're not very helpful. So it's been a very, really stranded.
Brussels Airport asking airlines to cancel half of scheduled departing flights there tomorrow. Amid ongoing issues, London Heathrow and Berlin Brandenburg are most impacted. President Trump said he intends to nominate his former defense attorney, Lindsey Halligan, as his choice to lead the Eastern District of Virginia. She has zero prosecutorial experience and takes over from Eric Siebert, who resigned Friday after saying his office found no evidence of wrongdoing by New York Attorney General Letitia James. Signing a bill, Governor Gavin Newsom making California the first state in the country to ban face coverings on federal agents amid continued immigration raids. This is ABC News. Glendale, Arizona.